In the city of Boston, the end of 2007 marked the official completion of the so-called Big Dig, the nation's largest and most expensive public works project ever. The ambitious highway and tunnel construction scheme became infamous for delays and cost overruns while prompting civil and criminal lawsuits. NPR's Anthony Brooks has more.
Frederick Salvucci has waited more than three decades for this day. Back in the 1970s, when he was the state secretary of transportation, Salvucci began dreaming of a plan to repair Boston.
For over a half a century, you had this big ugly thing in the middle of the city.
That big ugly thing was an elevated highway built in the 1950s that cut right through the middle of Boston. It was a confusion of traffic and green steel girders, ramps, and dark shadows that cut the city in half. Now the highway is underground, the ugly girders replaced by pedestrian walkways and trees, and many of Boston's oldest roads, like Hanover Street, where Salvucci stands, have been restored with open space and sunlight.
This is the oldest path in the city. The Native Americans used to come down to the sea to gather shells in the summertime. So this is a path that you can walk on for the first time in over 50 years, allowing the city to grow back and heal over what had been a huge insult in the city fabric.
The project built a maze of underground roads, ramps, tunnels, and bridges, all while a busy city continued to function. Jeffrey Mullen, undersecretary with the State Department of Transportation, says the Big Dig was first and foremost a dazzling engineering feat.
Peter Zook, who was the project director for several years, described it as having open heart surgery on a patient while the patient was playing tennis.
But the Big Dig was also a long series of big problems. Construction began in 1991 and was supposed to be finished by 2000 and cost $6 billion. Instead, it took seven extra years and cost almost $15 billion, much of it federal highway money. Major setbacks included a series of leaks that caused water to gush into one of the tunnels and shut it down. Then last year, a concrete ceiling panel collapsed and killed a woman as she drove to the airport with her husband.
This was just a badly managed project, and unfortunately it cost us twice what it should have cost, and it took twice as long as it should have taken.
That's former Massachusetts Governor Michael Dukakis. As governor, Dukakis pushed for the project, though construction began after he left office. But despite the delays, cost overruns, and fatal design flaws, Dukakis says the Big Dig was a good idea.
I'll tell you what we shouldn't be thinking, and that is that somehow we aren't capable of doing these kinds of projects, because we've got a lot of work to do in this country. Our infrastructure is falling apart. And we shouldn't be afraid of these kinds of projects because this one happened to be screwed up.
This is an example of a massive breach of oversight by both the state and federal government and sort of everyone in between.
Stephen Badur is a state senator and frequent critic of Big Dig management. He says the big mistake was to cede too much oversight authority to the contractor, Bechtel Parsons Brinkerhoff.
The biggest lesson that needs to be taken from the Big Dig as we move forward across the country with big mega projects is that you need to have independent oversight. In essence, with the Big Dig, you had Bechtel Parsons Brinkerhoff, in essence, being the fox guarding the henhouse. They were responsible for themselves.
In response to such criticism, Bechtel Parsons Brinkerhoff has defended its engineering, construction, and quality assurance as robust. Now, with the nation's largest and costliest highway project basically complete, what remains is a series of civil and criminal suits, including an effort by the state's attorney general to recover some costs from the contractors. Back on Hanover Street, Frederick Salvucci, the original Big Dig proponent, says even with its checkered legacy, the project has improved the city.
When you try to put it in context, I think this is an investment that's going to be paying off as the city rebuilds itself around what used to be a massive scar.
And traffic flow has improved through a once congested city center. But Salvucci warns without a commitment to improve public transportation, gridlock will return, and the benefits of the Big Dig will be only temporary. Anthony Brooks, NPR News.